This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for Illinois Issues. Last week, the state got a new school funding plan. That might sound like a simple switch, but this new law took years of work by several legislators of both parties. The day after it passed, State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill, invited me to his hometown to see for myself the school that motivated him to work on this legislation. Stephanie Kahn is principal at Wolf Ridge Elementary, where the budget is so tight she's running short on everything except energy. Here she is showing us an odd-shaped space recently used as a science lab.
Wait, so, what is this?
Yeah, exactly. It used to be steps, you know, like kids could go up and it would go to the other classroom, but we had to actually block it in because it was her lab and everything, but we didn't have room. So this is now my special ed room.
So wait, where is her lab now?
Well, this is it. This is all she has. So she only has water, really. Before, she was able to have gas and do projects, so they can't do real labs here anymore.
We eventually end up at the gym.
They're in the middle now of looking at maybe reflooring this, or we got some prices. But, I mean, and then they didn't build it large enough.
So
the only thing
there.
I can handle, there's no air conditioning in the gym.
I don't really understand either.
And then I can only have volleyball here because it doesn't meet regulation for girls' basketball because of the size.
To show me why Wolf Ridge is so crowded, Menar asked me to follow him about 12 blocks north to Meisner School.
More kids into an overcrowded building. This is what happens in small towns. The state prorated general state aid for year after year, and this is the result of it right here.
Red brick, two stories tall, plus a basement. It has a full-size gymnasium and lots of broken windows. Meisner was shut down in 2008 when the school board closed it to save money.
And now the kids that were supposed to be here are all in that building. It was purely a financial decision that maintenance on an older building was put up against. Do you cut more teachers? Do you reduce more programs? By the way, those things happened in the following years because of a funding formula that just didn't work. For a rural community, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to look at this. And this is everywhere in downstate Illinois, everywhere.
The governor opposed Menar's school funding plan, known as Senate Bill 1, calling it a bailout for Chicago public schools.
You know, the thing that frustrates me the most, I think, is the focus on Chicago. You know, I don't hear the governor talking about situations like what we're looking at right now. And that notion that this bill was only about Chicago public schools was politics through and through, plain and simple.
But when Rauner used his amendatory veto power to reshape Senate Bill 1, he didn't just take out the money for Chicago. The governor made sweeping changes, gutting provisions designed to bring Illinois schools adequate and equitable funding. Lawmakers declined to vote for his veto. Instead, they crafted and approved a compromise that includes Senate Bill 1 plus a controversial tax credit program for private schools.
You know, many of the things that the proponents of the tax credit scholarship proposal claim to be the case in public schools are absolutely true, but the root of the problem is inequity in public financing of public education. So during the course of negotiations, that was always my response, was we believe that the proposal contained in Senate Bill 1 addresses the true root of the things that you articulate are wrong with public schools. If you inject equity in funding, you're going to get different outcomes, without question. That question. So it's a different way to address the same problem. I give them the benefit of the doubt. And ultimately, after, you know, measuring their proposal, scaling it back, making it a pilot, there was an agreement.
So how do you feel now that he's taking credit for it?
Senate Bill 1, it didn't change. It's the law. We got what we asked for. And we had to give some other things that he asked for that have nothing to do with the effort to make an equitable and adequate formula of the law of the land and the state. So that's a victory. That's a victory by any account. And if the governor wants to take credit for it, so be it. I think voters know phony baloney when they see it and hear it. They know the truth at the end of the day.
Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Dusty Rhodes.